You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Sightloss charity Beacon Centre for the Blind are soon to launch the Visionary Plus Challenge. Now, I'm joined now by Nick Comley from the Beacon Centre for the Blind to tell us more. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Tell us a bit about the Beacon Centre for the Blind then. What do you do?
Well, I mean, we've been a charity around since 1875, so over 140 years of supporting people with sight loss. And we can see there's no reason to stop now. So we're excited to be launching the Visionary Plus Challenge competition.
And have you been there since the start?
Since 1875, that would really be pushing it. But no, I have been here since April of last year, helping the charity to develop social enterprises and social investments.
How tough is it, though, in this kind of economic climate to do what you do?
Well, I mean, we've just experienced some very significant budget cuts from our local authority. And I think increasingly we've transitioned towards a more business orientated model. So we have 7 charity shops. We have a number of social enterprises, including conferencing and catering. The first UK social enterprise opticians, which is Beacon Opticians Plus. And we're developing new businesses all the time. And I think through that process, we've discovered that actually what we really need to be doing is actually creating the research and development to bring products forward that actually in future will generate revenue for the charity. We can no longer just rely on contract income and from donations.
So that leads us on then to the Visionary Plus Challenge. Tell us about this then.
Well, the challenge is in partnership with the University of Wolverhampton Kaparo Innovation Centre. And what we really want to do is inspire people to think of innovative sensory solutions. And I think we're really conscious that people with impairments are best placed to know what will help the most, but sometimes they need support to turn their ideas into products. And the prize fund as part of the competition is to help people get the prototyping and the viability testing that will help them see their ideas turned into realisable products.
So how does it work then? Do you have to come up with an idea to possibly win the actual competition then?
That's right. I mean, if you want to go to our website, which is www.visionarychallenge.co.uk, all the terms and conditions are set out there and the ways to apply. We can help people by getting their ideas down if they want to just give us a call, or they can email us, or you can go through the website and actually submit an entry through there. It needs to be between 500 and 1,000 words just to start off, just telling us what your idea is. And then the University of Wolverhampton will help people to develop those applications till the end of October the 31st, which is when the competition entries close, in readiness for a judging panel that will take place in February of next year.
Now, is this the first time you've run this challenge then?
Absolutely. It is the very first year. And I think we're very conscious with things like the local enterprise partnerships and what's now termed the Midlands Engine, that we want to see a real regional solution for things like the priorities of the West Midlands Combined Authority, like transport and like housing, and making sure that all of those have accessibility built into them and that people have an opportunity to really influence that.
To actually write accessibility in right from the start, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, an awful lot of housing is going to be built in the Midlands, and a lot of that has been identified as needing to be environmentally sustainable and in terms of its energy use. But actually, accessibility will really extend the use of those properties by enabling people to remain independent for very much longer. So they don't require care, and they don't require to go and live in care homes or even admissions to hospital, which is very expensive. And we think that if we invest now in the kinds of assistive and adaptive technologies that help people stay safe and live independently in their homes and in their communities and getting around, that actually that is what will make a real difference for people with visual impairment over the next 20 to 25 years, which is part of our Ambition 2025 strategy.
So are those the parameters then that you would like people to think of innovation then?
Well, we have 5 key themes, and they're very much aligned with those of the Black Country Consortium and the Black Country LEPs. And that's really looking at what's called quality place and smart cities. So the navigation of public spaces and transport networks. Independent living, so embedding assistive and digital health technology in construction and in the home. accessible information and reducing barriers to participation, and that we're digital by default, so we're interacting effectively with the digital world and workplace. And finally, that we actually make these things affordable for people, so access to finance, reducing the cost of technology, and providing affordable finance solutions. So those are the themes we're hoping people will have ideas about how we can actually develop products and services that really deliver benefits and social impact.
And like you say, there's so much technology out there now that sometimes it's just bringing together two different bits of technology, isn't it, that creates a solution?
It is, and that's why this competition is open to individuals, to groups, to businesses and organisations, so that we're trying to encourage collaboration for people to look at their current products and say, could we diversify? Could we mix this in with something else to deliver a real sensory solution? And I think it is important to say that whilst Beacon is a centre whose primary focus is on supporting sight loss and prevention of sight loss, it's about other sensory solutions as well. So the competition is open because we recognise that most of the people that use our services have a lot of complex needs, and that sensory loss in general, whether it's hearing, whether it's cognitive impairments, those are the sort of things that people need support with.
So what's the first step then? When are you actually launching this?
From the 1st of September, the competition's open for entries and it closes on the 31st of October. So we're actually hoping people will submit their 500 to 1,000 word summary of what their idea is. That will then get passed on to the University of Wolverhampton, who will then get back to those applicants and help them and coach them through their applications. Once we've received all the applications after the 31st of October, we'll actually go through a shortlisting process then and identify maybe the top 10 ideas that we would like to go forward to a panel assessment in February of next year.
It'd be great if you could come on at a later date and give us an update on how things are going.
Well, we would absolutely be delighted to do that. And I think that's certainly something that once we have got some ideas that are coming through the prototyping and viability testing, one of the things we would love your listeners to get involved in is some of that testing of these products, because that's the area that we found really helpful in terms of helping businesses in particular to do research and development by testing these products with people who are actually going to go and use them.
So where can we get more information, Nick?
Well, certainly if you want to go to the Visionary Challenge website, that's www.visionarychallenge.co.uk, and all the information is there. You can also access that through the Beacon website. But you can also ring Helen Brown on 01902 886785, and she can certainly help with transcribing people's ideas or getting their applications down in an alternative form.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with this, and we look forward to hearing some of the innovations. Nick Cumley from Beacon Centre for the Blind, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Simon.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.